At last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting, I gave two oath of offices. The first oath of office was to our newest firefighter, Corey Hilgefort, and also taking his oath of office as a police officer, Zachary Cook. So we welcome both Corey and Zachary on board as our newest firefighter and police officer. I also brought council up to speed as far as our two open house dates that we had back on May 15th and Saturday, May 17th. On the Thursday open house, we had about 100 individuals come through the building. And on Saturday, May 17th, we had another 150 plus individuals come through our open house to tour the new municipal building. So that's over 250 people that showed up for the open house, which we were very pleased about that, and knowing that the public was interested in taking a look at the new building, which I hope brings a lot of community pride and a lot of comments, a lot of positive comments were said that it was much needed. And it looked like it always has belonged downtown, which was the main goal of the design, is to make a new building look like it's always been there. And I think they accomplished that task. So we were happy to welcome those 250 people through our open house. And then also I made mention of yesterday's Memorial Highway sign dedication for three individuals, veterans that lost their lives in combat. And they received Memorial Highway dedications. And we had that yesterday at the St. Mary's Armory. And we had about 250 plus people there, plus some high ranking military personnel there as well, in support of these three local veterans that were killed in action. So that was a very positive thing. Of course, it couldn't have been more appropriate to have it on Memorial Day as well. As far as readings are concerned, we read a resolution for the second time, and that was a resolution authorizing the submittal of a waiver request application to the Ohio Department of Development Office of Community Development for the use of economic development revolving loan funds in the amount of about $300,000 for demolition clearance. The money that we would receive from this revolving loan fund amounts, like I said, to about $300,000, and we're going to use that to take down the old city building. And of course, you know, if people are asking what's going to go there, we're still in the planning stages of what will go there. I think there some people have some visions and ideas, and so hopefully that'll come about here in the not too distant future. And then we went into executive session to discuss personnel issues. And then after we came back from executive session, Eric Motter from Hudson Jewelers came in and he talked about a new ring that he designed. It's called the Skip Ring. And he designed this ring with a piece of wood that came from a building at the old Skip Bachman Stadium. And him and his son have designed this ring, and they're putting it out there for the public to purchase. And Eric's son has worked for the City of St. Mary's Park Department for about 4 years or so. So $100 of each ring will be going back to the St. Mary's City Parks Department. So it's a pretty cool ring. He passed it around to council members, and it's pretty unique. And knowing that it was a piece of wood that came from a building at Skip Bachman Stadium when it was in use. Other than that, that was all that took place at last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting.